A bill in the Texas Senate is being watched by both friends and foes of the proposed Blacklands Turnpike in Hunt County. Senate Bill 110 would allow counties more options for funding transportation projects. Opponents of the bill have objected to a provision that would allow property taxes to be used to help pay for private toll roads. Some have also expressed anxieties about whether this bill would allow county governments to circumvent the regional transportation planning process. In the case of the Blacklands Turnpike, the planning process is controlled by the North Central Texas Regional Council of Governments Transportation Department. Michael Morris directs that department. KETR spoke with Morris and asked him whether his agency had any concerns about the bill or concerns about the ability of citizens in Hunt County to determine on their own whether the Blacklands Turnpike or any similar project would be funded or built.
Well, I think we got to divide this question into two parts. One is this particular legislation, and then the other part, which is the regular planning process. So let me take the planning process first. The best way citizens in Hunt County should look at this is all of their rights are reserved in a planning process that we conduct that involves an evaluation of all options and an aggressive public involvement process. So let's put the legislation to the side for a moment. We need to go out and hold public meetings along the corridor. Under federal law, we have to study all options. We need to brainstorm with the public with regard to the benefits of a toll road or a free road or a passenger rail line or combinations of those particular options. What will determine the outcome has nothing to do with the legislation, has to do with that particular process. And of course, that's how we did Central Expressway and LBJ and BART rail lines and how runways are done. It's a process that's, it guarantees an involvement in communication of all parties to develop the consensus position.
In short, Morris says that the bill's passage would neither increase nor decrease the likelihood of the Blacklands Turnpike being built. As for the measure itself, well, the taxation options in the bill are something one either likes or doesn't like. But Morris says that Texans will remain in control of how their county government pays for projects.
In the particular legislation that we see is an ability to fund whatever comes out of that particular consensus. So the legislation speaks of, you assume you have a consensus position that's generated from the planning process. Do we wish to develop transportation reinvestment zones or revenue sources of either local government or county government or individual developers or landowners that come to this project, whatever it may be, to help pay for the project. So I think the legislation is fine. It's a tool to pay for some portion of the project. It won't pay for any significant portion of it. It'd still have to be regular transportation revenues put into the particular project. But that legislation, people looking at that legislation correctly are asking, is that a way to bypass or supersede the already open bottom-up process? And the answer is no. It's assuming there's a consensus position from the planning process that would result in innovative funding that could be done to this particular piece of legislation.